This week on Texans Huddle.
I would say that the goal is to get him back on the field by about August 17th and then go from there.
Come out here each day, try to be the best quarterback I can be that day, and then put that day behind you and move on to the next.
I trust Bill O'Brien with my career, so I feel like I'm going to get a fair shot. Whatever he decides is what we're going to go with.
Week of Houston Texans training camp in the books. Hi, everyone, and welcome into Texans Huddle. Patty Smith alongside Drew Doherty from the Houston Texans. And Drew, wow, what a week it has been. Not only does a training camp open, but the team has night practices. Fans are out here all the time. A trip to Washington, just a great first week of camp.
Yeah, you mix it up. Long gone are the days where you go 11, 12 straight of two-a-days, and you're all in the same space, and you're banging heads with the same guy for basically 2 weeks straight. Boom, boom, boom. You're going to different spots. You're doing it in the morning, at night, in Richmond, Virginia. It's been a fun week. Whirlwind is the perfect word for it.
Well, let's start with some of the news of the week, and perhaps no news bigger than head coach Bill O'Brien coming out and saying the return of Jadeveon Clowney is kind of circled for August 17th.
Yeah, that's huge, because when it was first announced that he had microfracture surgery back in December, a lot of folks said you won't see him, if at all, until September. And all along this offseason, we've heard good things. Hey, he might practice during training camp. He might come back during training camp. Well, now we have an absolute date. It'll be the first Monday after the very first preseason game. So great news about number 90, because we know when he's in the lineup and when he's on the field with the rest of that defense, there's a chance that special things can happen.
I would say that the goal is to get him back on the field by about August 17th and then go from there. Do I feel confident? Yeah, I'm confident. I'm confident that he'll be back here on that day. Now, again, come out here tomorrow. You never know. He's working very hard. But as I stand here today, I feel confident about his ability to be back out there doing something on August 17th.
Well, I had a chance to talk to the general, John McClain, about the return of Clowney and realistically what his expectations were. And he said, you know, albeit him coming back, whatever the Texans can get from him is going to be great. But he didn't really think he would ever fully be back until maybe a year from now. Just sort of your thoughts on that.
Right. You do have to temper some expectations, because Bill O'Brien himself has said, hey, if you bring him back, you're not going to play him 70, 80 snaps in that first game or in the second game. So he's going to come in and spot moments, and he's going to ease his way back in, but having him back is better than not having him at all.
Well, and I think the thing that most fans, people, everyone was looking at coming into training camp was, of course, the quarterback competition, and we're going to talk a little bit about that, but first, let's hear what Bill O'Brien had to say about midway through the week.
For me, you know, I'm focused on myself and being the best quarterback I can. So come out here each day, try to be the best quarterback I can be that day, and then put that day behind you and move on to the next and not really think about the competition. You know, for me, yeah, I'm competing against Ryan and Tom, but I'm also competing with myself and trying to be the best quarterback that I can be. So, you know, it's something I've dealt with before, and I think, you know, I did a good job handling it in the past, and I'll handle it the same way here.
Yeah, I'm not looking at it like I'm competing against him. Obviously, that's the situation, but for me, it's about making myself better to help the team win.
Bill was saying that it's even right now between you and Hoyer. Obviously, he's not going to update you every day, but is it good to hear that you can still win this thing?
Are you counting me out?
I'm not counting you out.
Oh, okay, just making sure.
I mean, but in your mind, I mean, is there any doubt in your mind that you're going to get a totally fair shake for Bill O'Brien?
I trust Bill O'Brien with my career, so I feel like I'm going to get a fair shot. Whatever he decides is what we're going to go with. You know, he's the head coach, and we're the players, so it's kind of our job.
I know what both those guys do in the building. I take a lot of pride in both those guys. You know, I know both those guys very well. You know, I read, I understand what's written out there, and, you know, sometimes it me off, to be honest with you, you know, because these are two guys that are good quarterbacks that have played in this league. They work very hard. They're out here busting their ass every day to get better, and I think the city of Houston should be proud of both of them, and I think the media should understand that these guys can play, and you know, they got to go out there and do it. Look, if they don't go out there and do it, they don't do it. But I have a lot of faith in those guys. One guy will start, one guy will be the backup, and I'm looking forward to continuing to coach them. I think they're two good quarterbacks, and I like both of them.
Well, Drew, a tough decision. Both guys really showing some things out there, and I know everybody kind of wants to know. I don't think a day goes by that I don't get asked, hey, who's the starter going to be? Who's the starter going to be? But really, I think it's probably in the team's best interest to utilize every possible moment and explore every avenue to find out what is best for the team.
Yeah, you don't want to make a rash decision. You want to see exactly what you're going to get from each of these guys. They're very, very close, though. Each of them is very schooled in this offense, very capable of running this offense, and we've seen it. You and I have been out here the past 3 or 4 months. The way this offense operates over that in that time is drastically better than what we saw this time a year ago. So regardless of who starts, you're upgrading over what we saw in 2014. That's a very good thing.
Well, the team is out here taking the field behind us, but a lot of things going on out here at NRG Park besides just practice. The Houston Texans put on a tailgate. Now, you're the king of tailgaters.
I merely report on it. I'm like the Dan Rather of tailgate reporting. I'll go that far. I'm not going to say king, you know, because there's people in there getting their elbows sweaty and smoky and doing the real work. I don't want to take credit.
I don't know.
That.
You're my king.
I appreciate the compliment.
Regardless, there was a lot of great stuff going on out there. The Super Bowl, so to speak, of the preseason of tailgaters.
I loved it. It was fun. You were out there as well. A lot of great crews from 2014 duking it out, and the Battle Red Wagon. They came out on top.
Yeah, and it was, of course, sponsored by HBO and Hard Knocks. They were out there, and it was really kind of a cool way for the fans to not only come out here, tailgate, see a night practice, but really kind of experience the whole HBO thing as well.
No doubt. You saw some pretty notable people. You had Willie McGinnis from the NFL Network, longtime NFL linebacker, but you had Eric Layden. He's an actor. He's been an American Sniper, HBO's The Brink, Generation Kill from HBO, but he's a Houstonian. He's a huge Texans fan. He grew up here, so it was a nice homecoming for him, and it was a great, great way to spend a Monday afternoon.
Yeah, I had a chance to catch up with Eric. It was a lot of fun.
Diehard Houston Texans fan. Couldn't be happier to be out here celebrating Hard Knocks.
Okay, you're out here not just celebrating Hard Knocks and promoting HBO, but you are a celebrity judge for some of the best tailgaters in the world.
This is tailgating on steroids here, where steroids are probably legal to use. So, yeah, this is unbelievable. We're two in. We got six more to go, and one of six judges here to pick the best tailgate.
All right, so you're kind of at that age where you're a young guy, so I don't know if you go all the way back to the Oilers, but I know that you probably have some deep Houston football ties.
I go way back to the Oilers. Ernest Givens, Haywood Jeffries, Warren Moon, number 34, Earl Campbell, my favorite. Yeah, Love You Blue was where it started for me. I was going to the Astrodome for those games every Sunday, and when they left, they hurt me. I took it personally, so I laid off football for a little bit, and now I'm a diehard Texas fan.
So being out here and being able to be a part of the Houston Texans, hang out at their practices a little bit, hang out with the tailgaters, just sort of give us your take and your thoughts heading into this 2015 season.
It couldn't be more fired up for the season. You know, we got second-year head coach Bill O'Brien. I think everybody, you know, you got the biggest star in the game with J.J. You know, we got a huge question at quarterback, which will be something that I think everybody's, you know, going to be their focus on, but our defense, I think, is going to be nasty. If Clowney's back and he's healthy with him and Watt and Wilfork in the middle, and we got our corners there and Jackson and Joseph, and I think our defense is going to be the rock of this team, and then over on the offensive side of the ball, it's not hard to have Arian. So I got us 11 wins this year.
You've been paying attention.
Yeah,
I am
11 wins. 11 wins.
I'm thoroughly impressed.
Yeah, I think it's going to be a battle between us and those guys in Indianapolis, but even if we have to take the wild card, we'll do it just to get into the playoffs, and then we'll see where we're at.
All right, well, we will follow it all on HBO's Hard Knocks. You can watch Eric on HBO's series, The Brink. Thank you so much for stopping by. It was a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you very much.
All right, we've taken our first time out on the show, but when we come back, we will continue and actually wrap up your summer series on meeting the coaches. We've got one guy left.
Charles London, the running backs coach. He's really interesting. He played at Duke. He played college football at Duke. When the Blue Devils were an absolute, well, they're always a powerhouse, but the start of that powerhouse period back in the 1990s, good conversation with him. He's got some great, great backs to work with.
All right, that is next. Stay with us.